All right, bada bing, bada boom. We got our Nintendo Direct, boys.
Boys.
Not what a Direct that was.
I'm glad we'd have to wait, 18 months, 19 months, whatever it was for this one. So that's cool.
So yeah, it didn't take an entire year.
We'll go into detail on every single thing they've shown, but what was your overall thoughts on the Direct? I thought it was kind of weird. Like, it a lot of unexpected odd. Stuff came up for me.
Yeah, I'd say it's good. Like, overall, I really enjoyed this Direct, but there were like some really just odd choices for this, and like just the way they announced things. And I was like, oh wow, okay, weird. Oh sure, weird. All right, I'm for it, but weird.
Yeah, seemed like there were a couple like things. They were like, we have big announcements on things, but we'll talk about those later. And then we'll talk about like not video game things, and then
we'll talk about more video game things. How about that?
More video games. Yes.
All right,
as I would expect.
Yeah, let's get right into it. First thing they showed was the new Monster Hunter Rise DLC. Now, this is something that a lot of us have been waiting for a very long time, because we've kind of been stagnated on Monster Hunter Rise, kind of like, you know, drained out of content, really. Not that it was lacking of content, but...
Well, yeah, it came out, and then it seemed like we got like two or three pretty big updates in like the first like couple months, and then like since... then we've gotten almost nothing. And
I think all of us have dropped the game, right?
Oh yeah, yeah,
essentially
at all since
the Valstrax.
Yeah. So that's been months. The game was obviously like unfinished when it released. They were like trying to like push out that content to really finish the game, because I mean the story mode wasn't even done when the game released.
They did not finish the story, which was weird,
which is hilarious. But now it seems like they're pushing the game. Like a really substantial update out, and we didn't really get much, but that new monster design looks pretty sweet, and that like twilight like blood
twilight area
thing is pretty sweet.
Yeah, it does look cool. I mean, I'm excited for it. I'm always
and they mentioned some new mechanics are gonna be on the way too, so I'm curious to see what those be like. They're new, like
they could be like Iceborne or
I think
the mechanics will be so ingrained that you kind of like get forced to use them, or do you think it'll be like more free-flowing?
I'm hoping it'll be more like they add more switch skills, or they add more wire bug moves instead of
the switch skills would be great.
Instead of like the clutch claw on Iceborne was extremely essential, and you kind of had to use it, and it wasn't really an extra tool to use in your kit. It was just a gimmick that you needed to do, or else you're not doing enough damage. And that's what I didn't like about that. Everything else about Iceborne was great, because they added a ton of new moves, and all the moves were really fun to use.
Yeah, overall, Iceborne's like whole upgrade was awesome. It was really, the clutch claw was really the only downside. Everything else about it was
great. It was unfortunate, because it was in everything. You couldn't
ignore it. You had to use it, which, you know, but whatever.
Hey, maybe Sunbreak won't have that issue though.
Yeah, so they're super excited for that.
I was gonna say, I'll play it anyway.
that's summer 2022, so that's a ways off.
Literally a year.
Yeah, we got a lot of time.
Yeah, we got some time to prepare. That's so weird. When was the like to announce a DLC that far in advance?
I mean, it's
essentially a whole new game.
It's, yeah, it's, if it's anything it's like Iceborne, like, it's gonna
if
be.
It's anything like Iceborne, yeah.
It's gonna like ultimate double the from content.
Because Iceborne was effectively like the same length as the main story, if not a little shorter, maybe.
I was gonna say, yeah, Iceborne had a lot. It was basically just the game all over again, but you didn't have to pay for the price of a full game. Yeah,
super excited for that.
I'm pumped.
And then they announced, or they didn't announce, but they showed more of the Mario Party Collection Superstars or whatever collections of 1, 2, and 3's maps and games. I mean, it looks fun. It looks like a very fun Mario Party, because 1, 2, and 3, I think, have a ton of solid games and a ton of really good maps.
I mean, that's why the series is so popular.
It's because
those first three were extremely good.
Yeah.
Every time they show this off, I'm like more inclined to buy it. And I know in the back of my head, I'm like, you're an idiot. You're going to play like two boards and never play this again. But I'm like, but the Mario parties, mini games.
I would only get it if like we all get it. Or if like I get it and then like we can play online or play all together or something like that. I don't know how that would work.
Yeah, we should just play it so we can hate each other and never do a podcast again.
I love Mario Party. It's so fun.
If you want to hate your friends, yeah.
Or we could just pop in the first three on Nintendo 64. We could just do that.
Playing a Nintendo 64 game? Miss me with that.
The Mario Party games aged very well, I think. In my opinion. That's not
the game. I haven't played them in forever, but yeah, they're fun. They're fun, and that's the reason why everyone likes them. And every time we get a new Mario Party, everyone's like, why is this not like those old games?
Exactly.
And now Nintendo's like, you know what? Fine. You like those old games so much?
You want a car? How about the car? Let's do it twice.
Let's do it twice.
I can't believe
that everyone dislikes that.
Third time.
I'm so glad they went back to their roots. I really don't care that Super Mario Party was so stripped down. I think it was a very solid game. And it, even though it was lacking content, I'm glad they reset the series in a way.
I think they kind of released it just to gauge interest for a classic Mario Party game. And that's why this is being released. Like,
yeah.
With them doing that, and they're like, oh, wow, people still like those old styled games without the stupid car mechanic. You know, maybe we can make more stuff on this. Like, here they're doing it again. They're like, hey, we could just repackage those old games. People seem to like these. And the hope is that maybe they'll finally do a new Mario Party with the classic style. That'd be great. With like a full fledged Mario Party
style. Yeah, not a Super Mario Party style. It had four maps.
I was to say four boards. It's a little better, at least. But
and all the boards were super small, too. Yeah.
They were pretty small.
I mean, it was still fun.
Minigames are still pretty good.
No, they, I mean, I'm pretty sure like all the minigames were solid, if not bangers. Yeah. It's just there really wasn't much to go off. Like, we were done with it in like a week. But yeah. So that's pretty cool. Pretty self-explanatory. And then they showed off some card game. What was that?
That's Voice of Cards, the Isle Dragon Roars. Come on, man.
Yeah,
you're paying Taro. Attention. It's funny. I didn't care at all. I was like, as soon as I see cards in any kind of game, my eyes glaze over and I just like immediately just die inside because I don't care about card mechanics. And then they were like, from the genius mind of Yoko Taro, I was like, and they bring me right back.
Well, he is a genius.
Hold on. A genius. The aesthetic is cool. Like, not only
it's fine,
the characters' cards, but like you're looking at a table and all the cards are flipped over to like be the dungeons and the towns and stuff. That's really neat. I don't think I'd actually play this, but it's got Yoko Taro as the director, I think is what it was. So maybe I'll check it out eventually. I won't, but it's
empty
nice to
promises.
Think that. It is an empty promise. I'd like wiki it probably. I'm not even lying.
I'll watch like a YouTube Taro? Let's play on double speed.
Yeah, definitely. I just want to see if it gets as weird as everything else that Yoko Taro makes.
Yeah. I would hope so.
It needs to be.
Okay. And they, yeah, there's not much about that, but next they announced a Disco Elysium port, something I've been meaning to play. Looks like a very weird role-playing game.
I mean, it made waves when it launched.
Yeah, totally. Like, everyone raves about it. Or not everybody,
saying
but
that
like,
it's
all
like,
used to.
Yeah. People are saying that, like, this is one of the best, if not like the best core role-playing game released in years. Like, if you even remotely enjoy role-playing mechanics, like to this degree, with like very narrative styled role-playing mechanics, then you should play this game.
Yeah.
And I hear that and I read it. I'm like, man, this game sounds amazing. And I'm still not going to play it.
It's something you probably have to dedicate yourself to is the thing.
It's what it looks like.
Like, yeah, like I will do it. It's just, I need to have like a big gap in my,
it's going to take
in my gameplay time, but there's so much stuff coming out that I don't think I want to dedicate solely to that for a little bit, but I will eventually play it.
Yeah. Everything I hear about it, people are just, they rave and they're like, this is phenomenal. And I want to play it, but I know that it's so narrative or heavily narrative based that it'll take, like 100 hours to beat. And that's a lot of time.
Is it really 100 hours?
No, I actually have no idea. I'm just saying, like, whenever something is like, those long form narrative based RPGs, they just take a very long time to get through. Like, I've played, Baldur's Gate, Winter Dale, and stuff like that from like the olden days, and they take dozens and dozens of hours to get through. And that's not even including if you play it again, because I mean, those endings and like
they're
the choices
replayable,
you can make, they're very replayable. And I would assume that Disco Elysium is the same way. Like, you should probably play it, if not twice, like three times, just to see like how different everything
different
goes.
Character builds and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, still very cool though that it's coming to Switch.
Yeah, that's a surprising but cool port. Then they add more details on the Hyrule Warriors DLC. Now Ryan, have you played Hyrule Warriors? I know Tip has.
Yes, I played it.
Okay, yeah. So you guys can speak to this. I'm really like I haven't played Hyrule Warriors. I don't really think I'm going to, so you guys can talk to that.
Ryan, Robbie and Pura are in the game when they should have been in the game from the start. Cool.
All those are new. Okay.
Yeah, also seems new. Like they're gonna be a single character instead of their own characters.
They seem like a tag team.
It kind of looks like you're playing as Robbie with like Pura doing like spells and like attacks
being sassy
far. Yeah, which is fine because she's funny, but that is interesting that they didn't do two separate characters. They kind of combined the two as like one tag team combo.
Yeah. Did you, I was kind of distracted for some reason when we were watching. Did you like know like what this DLC is? Is this just like, did it seem like a continuation from the story? Like,
yeah, it looked like the main one. Because they had like a quick bullet point list that, you know, that I was trying to read it. But yeah,
So available narrative. October 29th, new story, new stages, new, story, okay. new characters, Pura and Robbie, and one more. Whoever that is.
Another one.
And then added actions for existing characters, they say. That's coming October 29th.
October. I'll have to pick that up again when that comes out.
And then the other bullet points were just the existing DLC.
Yeah, that's the one that came out months ago now. It's been a while since that came out.
Yeah, wave one.
Yeah, I haven't played the first round of DLC. I was kind of waiting for it all to come out, and then I figured I'd play it again because I really enjoy Age of Calamity, and I enjoy these Warrior Nintendo crossovers in general. So I'm here for it, and I think Age of Calamity is a great version of that. Yeah, it's a lot of what I enjoy about these crossovers. So I will definitely play this DLC once it comes out.
Yeah, I mean, that'll October 29th, I'll have beaten Metroid Dread like three times by that point. I'll have lots of time to play Age of Calamity again.
Whoa, no spoilers. We don't know Metroid Dread's coming out.
Yeah, okay.
What's Metroid Dread?
Yeah, excited for that. I'm glad they finally talked about it because they were like, Wave 2 coming soon? While now.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're a fan of the Warriors games or like Age of Calamity already, then the DLC's kind of a no-brainer. They add a lot of stuff, add new weapons and characters and things, and they're cool.
I was planning on playing this regardless.
Yeah, what's that?
I want to say $20.
Yeah, I was going to say $25, but it might be $20.
Is that for both waves?
Yeah, it's for.
I believe so. Yeah, I believe it was connected.
That's not bad at all, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the games, I mean, this game, it's funny because I feel like this Age of Calamity, if you've played the original Hyrule Warriors, you might remember that they had that like classic Zelda map, which just had like a literal endless amount of content to the point
literally
where it was
like
kind
400
of
hours of content.
It was insane. Like overwhelming amounts of content, like unrealistic to expect anyone to do that. And this game also kind of brings a lot of content, but it all like has meaning and purpose, and it's fun to do, and it unlocks cool things, and it helps you build your characters. And it's not like there's so much of it that I'm like, I give up before I meet. With the other game, I gave up before I even like got started because there was just so much. I was like, there's no way I'm doing all this.
I did maybe Age of Calamity. 5 to 10 hours of that classic map because I just I look at the map and I see how big it is, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not gonna do that.
Never gonna do that. Yeah, and so like this game already is pretty jam-packed with like stuff to do that is like a lot of fun, and it's got like great. I mean, if you played through Breath of the Wild and you're like, man, this was really cool, but I sure do wish there was more story, then this is the this is gonna fulfill that need. And so I was already like, the game had already sold itself for me in terms of being like, I'll buy this DLC regardless of like how it turns out, because like I like this game enough anyways. So I am excited for it. Gonna have to pencil that one into my busy schedule.
Yeah, your gaming schedule.
My busy gaming schedule.
Yeah, you're gonna have to make room for it because you're gonna fill it with the Chocobo Mario Kart clone.
Yes. Finally, the game we've all been waiting for.
Yeah, that definitely looks like a kart racer.
I was kind of confused because they had the little like splash art. They showed the chibi chocobo, and that little chibi chocobo is actually shown up in like other Square Enix properties, where like, it's like everybody's dungeon, and like it's just like basically like mystery dungeon. There was like a party game type thing with the little chocobo, So I thought it was a new Chocobo Dungeon game. And I was like, oh, that's sweet. And then they showed him racing. And I was just like, oh, that's not sweet.
And it doesn't look like look like it has any new mechanics besides powering up the items by collecting more items, which I guess is fine. But like, that's not enough to sell me on a whole new.
Each character also had like their own unique mechanic, which is basically what Double Dash had as well.
Yeah, but man, Double Dash was so good.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
Frank, that was so good.
Well, now you got Chocobo GP.
Yeah.
To fulfill.
Look, let me put it this way. I'm the Square Enix fanboy. I'll buy anything that they release. I'm not buying this.
Oh.
So, you know.
Yeah.
It's what the fans wanted.
I don't know if we have to talk about that much. That's kind of a weird title that I don't.
I am completely indifferent to this game.
It is funny though. I've been begging for a new Mario Kart for years now. At least there was a kart game in the direct. So, you know, the monkey paw curls.
Release Bloodborne kart, please.
Bloodborne.
When Bloodborne eventually comes to PC, we'll just mod our own Bloodborne kart.
Oh, it's going to be the first mod.
I want to race to it. I want to try to make it before anybody else. I would try that. just race around New Yharnam or Old Yharnam.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yep.
Yeah, it won't work, but whatever.
They won't do it.
They're
cowards.
They teased the next Smash Fighter for October 5th, so everyone's obviously going to be mad because, like, man, I want my Smash Fighter now, but they're going to be mad anyway, no matter who it is, so.
The announcement for the announcement. I'd love it.
They'll let Sakurai out of the basement for once.
He'll finally be able to make
hopefully he'll another be free. Game. I know. They're going to plan another Smash.
I need him to revive another old dead Nintendo franchise.
I'd kind of like him to go back to Kid Icarus, but
Kid Icarus was so good. You didn't even play Uprising, did you?
No, I just mean I didn't play Uprising, but I just mean like bring that IP back in general because like that's his.
Uprising was so good, and they didn't do anything with it afterwards.
I think he's said before that he's not interested in. He's done everything he wanted to do with Uprising, so I'm not really expecting him to.
I feel like I feel like it could be polished a bit more. It was a janky game, but there was definitely some rough around the edges there.
I mean, I would kill for it on Switch.
Yeah, me too.
So, but in terms of like a new game, I don't think you'd do a new Kid Icarus game. But I mean,
if they release anybody a could do a port. Kid Icarus Uprising like Plus or something like that.
Yeah,
where it I'd had like maybe some like bonus content and like HD graphics for the Switch. Yeah, I would buy that in a heartbeat.
I'd buy any version of that game on Switch in a heartbeat.
it's straight up just the 3DS version.
It's not even up-res. It's just like a small rectangle in my Switch.
That'd be pretty funny.
Yeah. But my wrist won't break when I play it.
I will say, because I like watching Sakurai's little Smash videos, because you could tell how much of a geek he is for fighting games in general. Like, he talks about histories and like, you know, combos and like why he loves the mechanics and all this stuff. Like, he just, he gushes about it. It's like really cool to see his passion. I'm going to be kind of sad watching this last one. If it like really, truly is the last one, like it'll be kind of sad because I won't be able to see him do that anymore. I just like seeing him be a geek for 30 minutes.
His Terry one had so much passion in it. It was insane. He loved Terry. That was one that he went to Nintendo and he's like, you can do whatever you want with me, but I'm putting Terry in.
But as long as I get Terry. Yeah. It's going to be weird thinking that we're going to be living in a world with no Smash reveals. October 10th.
Even if there's no more Smash after this, I guarantee Nintendo's going to get like a third party to do Smash. They can't let it die. Like, it's one of their highest selling titles.
Yeah.
Probably not going to be the same, but.
Well, no, they're not. Well, obviously, they're going to keep doing Smash, but like, you know, we're going to go through a period of
with no Smash reveals,
which is weird because we've been. This game was the first announced in 2018, right? March of like 2018 or so. And now we're almost to the end of 2021. So it's been almost like 2.5-3 years of Smash reveals, like every couple of months.
Yeah.
And it's going to be over. I'm going to be sad.
Don't leave me, Sakurai.
To be fair, we never know what to expect anymore. Ever since like Steve and
Joker. Like as soon as they announced Joker, I was like, "Oh, I have no idea. I couldn't possibly."
Yeah, literally anything.
It could be anything. Like Persona was like a no-name thing before that. and it only like kind of went mainstream when Persona 5 came out, and they got a slot in Smash. So I'm like, okay, it could be literally anybody now. I mean, I was hyped because I mean, we're pretty big fans of the Persona series, me and Tip. So
I'm a Persona, yeah.
Yeah, but we'll see who that character is in 2 weeks.
It should be pretty fun.
And then it'll be over.
Watching,
I've heard a lot of people. I've heard a lot of people say, like, that they're ready for this like last reveal because they're tired of like dealing with it, like in dealing with the speculation, like, why? which is so funny because like I don't like go on Twitter and like look at all that stuff, so I'm like completely divorced from it.
Follow us.
So
on Twitter.
Just like, I'm just sad that we're not going to get any more Smash reveals. But I could imagine that if you're constantly dealing with speculation on social media, that it probably does get very exhausting.
With the memes. I love all the memes.
I do love the memes. I love the outrage of the community. It's just entertaining to watch.
Time. Yeah.
The Byleth one was... Honestly, the Byleth one was more entertaining to me than actually playing the character.
Without a doubt.
I kind of got out of Smash like a year ago or so. I haven't played it in a while.
Yeah, they gave me my Dreamy and I still don't play the game, so.
That's true. Yeah, you were begging for, well, I guess Rex or Pyre or whatever, but you still got your Xenoblade representation.
Yep. And I paid for it, but I haven't played it hardly.
Wow. You're a fake fan.
I'll get to it. I'll get to it someday. I'll main Pyra.
Okay.
Sure, buddy. All right. And then we got a Kirby announcement, and not only a Kirby announcement, a 3D Kirby announcement.
In
which
3D.
We haven't had a 3D Kirby game since what?
Ever. We've never Kirby had Air a 3D Ride, Kirby
which
game.
Which doesn't count, but we
that
should
doesn't
get,
count.
We should get Kirby Air Ride 2.
Crap, the only person on the planet that even remembers that, anyway, Air Ride is a thing.
Yeah, I know. Kirby
Air Ride GT or GP.
Yeah. But the new 3D Kirby, Kirby in the Forgotten Land, I think.
Yes,
it looks pretty fun. I mean, it's just, it looks like a 3D platformer, adventure platformer,
post-apocalyptic,
possibly a collect-a-thon.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, they didn't really say what kind of game it was. We just kind of saw gameplay of him wandering around, but it does like kind of look like you're exploring like a larger area.
Yeah,
yeah. So, I mean, I'm gonna buy it. I mean, Kirby's super charming, always charming. Always super simple and fun, never too, you know, there's not going to be anything like gimmicky or malicious with Kirby. It's just going to be some solid, like decent fun. So
Gary, thinking that it's not going to get malicious. You think we're not,
well,
gonna
I mean, obviously
the,
you're
going to
go
Dark
and
Lord
like,
by the
you're
end
gonna
of this
kill
game?
The Dark Lord at the end. Yeah. But it's not like, you know what I mean?
You
it's
don't
like,
think this isn't going to spiral into the Lost Realm is actually the underworld. We're saving King Dedede from hell.
No, we literally go to hell. You fight Satan to save Dedede's soul. You heard it here first.
God, predictions are so. In, boys.
Yeah,
that would be amazing.
That's not even like a crazy prediction because you always fight some eldritch monster at the end every single time. And Kirby, this stupid pink face, is like, hi! And then he just wins. Love it.
Just
God, I love Kirby games. They're so dumb. But I'm excited for this.
Well, that's all part of the charm, yeah. I mean, I've been wanting literally, I really enjoyed Planet Robobot.
You mean the best Kirby game?
The best Kirby game.
Tip and I played Star Allies.
Yeah, I got nothing against 2D Kirby, but I've really been like, man, I really want them to do something different. Like, we've had a lot of 2D Kirbys. I want to see them do literally anything else at this point.
Yeah.
And we peaked at Robobot, so like, where are we going from here? So we might as well try 3D, right? And if it's a collect-a-thon, I think that makes sense. You know, with Kirby's abilities and, you know, his infinite jumps. And,
yeah, I mean, Kirby, you know. I wouldn't say Kirby is super exciting as like a platformer, really. It's more just like using his abilities and kind of experimenting with his copy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I...
That's coming out relatively soon, too, which I'm surprised.
Spring? Yeah, that was spring yeah. of next year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so
exciting.
It's like
yeah,
right
we, haven't,
around
had,
the
we haven't had something in a while. So,
yeah, Star Allies came out, what, 2017?
Yeah, it seems like a lot of series have just stagnated in 2017. Then we got nothing forever. So, great.
Yeah, there was like kind of like an emergency pandemic that kind of ruined everything, didn't it?
Wow, hang on. Yeah, we got like Breath of the Wild, Odyssey, Star Allies, Splatoon, and Xenoblade 2. All in the same year. God, 2017 was a good year. But anyway,
like Persona 5, 17, 2.
All those like franchises have kind of just been
stagnant
since.
Yeah.
I guess that's not
true. Here we are.
Xenoblade got the expansion, Splatoon got the expansion, Breath of the Wild got an expansion. So I guess they kind of kept it alive a little bit, but by and large, that stuff's kind of just been dead since.
Kirby got a bunch of free expansions.
Yeah, Star Allies. I actually went back and played some of them. They're okay. I wouldn't like tell you to reinstall the game to play those though. But if you like were going into Star Allies fresh, like you hadn't played it, then you'd probably really enjoy those little expansions a lot more. They were fun.
Yeah, that's great. Then they teased an Animal Crossing Direct with Brewster's Cafe.
Another announcement for announcements.
Yep. But a lot of people
are. If I had a nickel for every announcement for an announcement that I got announced, I'd have two nickels. This direct specifically.
Yeah.
I'd have two more nickels. Not much to say about that until we see it. Really.
Yeah. It is cool though. The Roost is really sweet. I like Brewster as a character. Fan favorite. People have been clamoring for this for a while. So it'd be cool to see how Nintendo screws this up.
I can't wait to find out how this is going to be disappointing. It is always wild to me that people are like, man, when's Brewster going to come back? And I'm like, you guys want the cafe? What did we do in the cafe?
You just sit Brewster. There
and he gives you some coffee. All right.
But he's such a bro.
You have to understand that Animal Crossing is subjectively a chill game.
And then in New
Leaf. Objectively a chill game. I don't know.
You can get a job there and you can sell the coffee. You have to memorize your villagers. Like favorite coffee flavors or whatever.
Maybe they'll bring that back.
I guess. But I'm also like, is that... It just has always baffled me. I'm like, I get that like people want to see old characters back, but I'm like, they really got to do something new with the cafe in general for me if they want to like
maybe they
advertise
will.
This as a big thing. Because to me, what the cafe has done before, it's like that was where KK went before and now he doesn't go there. So what's it going to be now? And maybe it'll be something cool. I hope it is.
Well, we'll find out October, whatever that was for that announcement.
Yeah, and they're doing a whole big old announcement direct thing. So it should be, I would think that there's got to be like way more.
There's probably something. I wonder if they're, it can't just be the Roost.
I would hope that they're like laying out what their plan is for the next year. Or something like that, like going forward, this is what we're going to do. Like when the game first came out,
they kind of were like, Pocket Camp.
Yeah. Oh my God. Could you imagine
mobile games playing all of our growth? Why make a new Mario game when you could just do Super Mario Run? Why make a new Animal Crossing game when you could do Animal Crossing Pocket Camp content and it makes way more money?
I don't know if Pocket Camp make does Pocket Camp make
it more probably money? Does. It's a mobile game, so it almost
mobile games revenue. Does. It's always more. It's stupid. But then we're never getting good games.
I know Fire Emblem made a lot of money, but I from what I recall, other than Fire Emblem, like nothing, I don't think anything made as much money as Fire Emblem. But
are you sure? Are you sure about that?
I'm pretty sure Animal Crossing wasn't even like half the revenue of Fire Emblem, but I could be wrong. Okay. I remember seeing a bar graph one time, you know,
very scientific.
It was backed by facts and logic.
Yeah.
Anyways, yep. Animal Crossing update.
I hope that update is big enough to like to justify that they're doing an announcement, and I hope it like it's good for the fans because the fans have been kind of starting for a while for good content.
The thing that I would really like to see is that a lot of the you know old furniture from the previous games were very absent in this game, the new one. So I'd like to see them like bring back a lot of the old furniture and introduce new furniture because I feel like we've really been hurting for new furniture, especially because the whole like premise of this game is decorating your entire island with furniture, and it's like, could we get some more though, please, just a little bit, a crumb of new furniture? So yeah, that's my wish.
Maybe it'll get granted.
We shall see. Also, Nook's Cranny. Still to this day, only has one upgrade.
Does it really?
It only upgrades one time. When this game first came out, I don't even remember if it had the upgrade at all. I think that I don't remember if that was added in an update or if that was at launch, but yeah, everyone was like waiting to find out what the next upgrade was going to be, and it just never came. Nook's Cranny upgrades one time. So maybe we'll finally get a new Nook's Cranny upgrade.
Shooting for the stars, I see.
I know. With new furniture and Brewster too.
All right. And then the next thing we got is Mario Golf. It's getting an update.
Koopa Troopa, baby. Plays everybody's favorite game character,
Koopa Ninji.
Oh, yeah. The Ninji. Actually, I would be way more excited. If I played Mario Golf, I would be much more excited about Ninji. But I don't play Mario Golf, so.
None of us play it, right?
No. Yeah, I mean, it looks fine. It looks good. I just, with all these other things to play, I haven't had a chance to pick it up and play it. So, you know.
Just not the kind of game that interests me.
It's not high on my priorities, is what I would say. Not that it's a bad game.
There's only one sports title that I care about.
Strikers?
No. Oh, actually, Hoops, that's
3-on-3.
I did like
3-on-3.
Oh, it's Hoops 3-on-3.
Hoops 3-on-3 was so good. Oh, man. With the Final Fantasy character, too?
Because it was made by Square Enix.
It was made by Square.
Bring it back, you cowards.
Sure. They won't. It's only golf and tennis.
It's only golf and tennis. Those are the only ones allowed.
Boomer sport. No, I'm kidding.
They did baseball one time back on the Wii, and they just, they're like never again.
It was pretty fun. I played the baseball one.
I remember the baseball one seemed like it had like a million characters in it, which was like cool.
I didn't play that much. I played it at his friend's house, but
yeah,
it was fun there that one time.
Well, apparently it wasn't fun enough because they haven't done it since.
Apparently not. Anyway, all right. Yeah, so that's about it for Mario Golf. Nothing too crazy. They had some Disney thing. What the heck was this called?
Disney Enchanted World 2.
Yeah, it has Mii's in it.
Implying like there was a first one?
I think so, yeah.
Kingdom Hearts, but with Mii's.
Yeah,
I was going to say, it's very clearly something that none of us would play, so I don't really have a whole lot to say on it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sure it's fun for somebody.
Yeah, I'm not really going to talk about it because I don't really know.
If you have like really young kids that...
It's definitely targeted towards like a super young audience.
Like super, you know, or into all the Disney properties, then yeah, I mean, sure, go for it. Can't really knock it for not really being in the target audience.
Yeah, it's definitely like a younger kid thing, which is fine.
Yeah, it's
and then they're in prep for the Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake. They're capitalizing on that by releasing Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic on Switch, the original.
Again, this direct was weird because they had like crazy left field things like this.
Yeah. Which is awesome. I'm glad they're porting that to Switch. That's a really cool port to have because it's an amazing game. I hope they do 2 in the future as well. Because I played 1 a lot. I played 2 a bit. I'm not sure if I don't remember if I finished it.
I never finished 2. I only ever finished the first one.
Yeah, 1 was so solid.
But yeah, if you've never played KOTOR and this is like your only chance of playing it
now
before the remake comes out, it's definitely now
the
time to do it.
Yeah,
it's a quick nudge, nudge.
It's a great game. I'm pretty sure, like, I feel like it aged pretty well, too, just because of the weird pseudo-turn-based combat system it has.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then they announced the cloud version of Dying Light. Cool. I really don't have anything to say about cloud versions of games.
Has anyone played a cloud version game on Switch? I haven't tried.
I'm sure some people have. People who like have
Among Us.
I mean, I feel like people generally don't only own the Switch, like they own something else, whether that's like PC or, you know, PS5, Xbox Series X, whatever it might be. So like these cloud versions aren't really that useful because you probably have another platform that can play the game without needing to do the
without latency. Version. Yeah.
Yeah. And like the latency is really bad in cloud versions as well. For most cloud versions, sometimes you'll end up having like that perfect night of internet where like there's not a single bit of lag, but that's rare.
Well, yeah. And I think like stuff like this is, you know, we have to cloud gaming someday will be better. So we have to start somewhere. So,
you know, yeah, I'm sure it will be.
do what they, you know, you got to start with this, then that's what, you know, and there's going to be latency and they're, you know, it helps push the technology, which is good.
Yeah, for sure. It's not a bad thing. I mean, being able to play.
That being said, I won't be playing it.
Yeah, I'm not playing it.
I'll be playing Dying Light 2. I love
just not on
game.
The Switch.
I'm definitely not playing on the Switch, but I'm extremely excited for that game.
Yeah. And then they revealed that they're not changing the Triangle Strategy name, of course, like they did with Octopath Traveler.
Just man.
They can't keep getting away with this.
Trifecta Tactics. It's right there.
Hashtag Trifecta Tactics. Make it popular.
It's so much better.
They could have named it literally anything else, and it would have been better than Triangle Strategy.
Hey, guys.
That sounds like...
What are we making? A strategy game? What's in it? Three different paths. Oh, okay, Triangle Strategy. Was that, like, your first idea, guys? Come on, please.
They just spun the wheel of words. They spun the wheel of adjectives, and then they spun... Well, Triangle's not even in it. They just spun the wheel of nouns twice.
It's just
and
nouns. Then,
and they got Triangle Strategy. That's like that's the name of the game. That's what we're calling it.
Yep.
Part of our charm is the silly names. That's what we do. I can't wait to see how they top themselves next time.
Part of their charm was making good RPGs.
That's the funny thing. Like
this game does look like a good RPG.
They're very talented. They're very, 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 very talented. They just can't come up with names.
Just not in the naming department.
Yeah.
Although I will say, after having said it's a very talented studio and the game looks good, I won't be playing this. Every time I play a tactical RPG, I get like halfway through it, I get bored, and I never play it again.
Tactical RPGs kind of blow. Don't at me. Even Fire Emblem kind of blows, but I just like the characters.
I was planning on playing it.
He likes the waifus, that's what it is.
Yeah, this one doesn't have the waifus. That's why.
You don't know that yet.
I'm just kidding, right? I like Shining Force is the only tech RPG I really like. I love Shining Force, and we're getting something out of that too. That's coming back, or a remake or something. Whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
That or it was a fever dream. I don't remember.
I was supposed to say that might have been a fever dream. I don't remember that. We'll have to look that up afterwards.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember that.
I freaking love Shining Force.
But yeah, Triangle Strategy. It's a dumb name, but the game itself looks solid. I feel like tech RPGs. This looks like it'll be a pretty big hit.
Yeah, I actually do want to play this game. I didn't play Octopath, but this one seems much more interesting to me.
Yeah, I think the story in Octopath kind of fell flat from what I've heard. I haven't played it, but I heard it kind of fell flat because it doesn't
really have a story.
It doesn't capitalize on the eight paths coming together. That's what I heard.
It doesn't.
It's just kind of like they're kind of just there in their own separate stories.
Which is a shame. Because the individual stories themselves are, they're not like groundbreaking, but they're pretty solid.
If they combined them together somehow, it'd be phenomenal.
Yeah, they just
didn't do it.
But the gameplay is really good.
Yeah, I know.
So if you just want an RPG with great gameplay and just an absolutely gorgeous look, then pick up Octopath Traveler.
Or Triangle Strategy. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe the gameplay will suck. Probably not, though.
It'll probably be good. I mean, but yeah. And then they spoiled more of Metroid Dread. We all looked away during this trailer because they're spoiling like everything of Metroid Dread.
It really killed me how this trailer just kept going. Like it starts off and they spell out Dread, and then they show some gameplay, and then they show the title Metroid Dread, and then they show some play tech. And then they show some gameplay, and then they show the title again, Metroid Dread. And they showed more gameplay. And I'm like, this is still going. Why are we? This game comes out in a month. Stop.
Not even a month. It's 2 weeks.
2 weeks I'm getting this game. Stop showing me everything.
So
what is this?
I have a conspiracy theory for this. Metroid doesn't really sell very well. I know like basically everyone in the West loves it. It's never really sold very well in the East. So I think they're trying to bank on like they're going to keep showing off Metroid to make it sell really well. Like definitely in the West, but like just worldwide. And the best way to do that is to just keep telling people that it exists. Make it look cool enough that people will buy it. And I think that's what they're trying to do is just keep showing it to people. They'll finally buy it and Metroid won't be a dead franchise, which I'm fine with.
I think it's going to sell very well because things on the Switch just sell better, period.
Yeah. And this game, like, I mean, this game looks slick.
Really slick and polished. And their advertising is very good for it right now.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to do quite well. I think it's going to do the best out of all the Metroids.
Almost
will
for sure.
Will it break charts? I'm not entirely sure.
I think it broke some, well, I don't know about in terms of general like records, but I think for like itself, it definitely like pre-orders on it were really good.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, I'm 100% going to buy it. Like, without a doubt. Like, it's on the top of my priorities. And I'm not really even like a huge Metroid guy. Like, I've only like recently played like Super Metroid and Fusion. And not, I'm like, big Metroid I like guy. Castlevania Symphony of the Night better than any Metroid so far. So, but this looks phenomenal. So I'm gonna buy it.
Yeah, I just went on 2D Metroid Quest. I played all the in sequential story order. I played the four Metroids, and so I'm very excited for Dread. I'm excited to see where they take the story.
Yeah, I hope it does well. I really do hope it does well.
Essentially, just like so for how many people own the Switch, and just for how well everything on the Switch sells, I'd be willing to bet money that this will be the best-selling Metroid game by leaps and bounds because of that.
Yeah,
totally. There's no way this fails, basically.
Yeah, and I'm ragging on like them, like the trailer just kept going, showing the title, showing gameplay, like. But you know, at the same time, it's like I am glad that they're pushing it this hard, and I can just look away. I don't have to actually watch the trailer.
It feels like a last hurrah, honestly. It feels like if this does bad, like Metroid Prime 4 will just die. Like,
please no.
I feel like the conspiracy theory, like the reason why they haven't shown gameplay or anything in Metroid Prime 4 is because they're banking on whether or not to put funds into it based on how this does.
Prime 4 was taking so long, they decided to make a second game as an experiment to make sure if Prime 4 is even worth selling.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Unironically, though, like, possible.
I mean, to be fair, Dread is looking like so, like, it's in so terms crisp. Of like a 2D Metroid, it's looking so good. And I'm like, if Dread doesn't sell people in Metroid, I don't know what else.
Nothing will. Like, it's just not going to happen. Like, they would have Prime, and that's maybe it.
Yeah. Although, that conspiracy, quick tangent. So, Dread being like the experimental game to make sure that people still care about Metroid and they'll keep making Prime 4. I feel that exact same way about the Advance Wars reboot. I think they're only making the reboot to see if people still care about this franchise, so they'll make other games. And please,
I didn't even see.
Please buy the reboot.
I got some bad news for you, buddy. I got some bad news for you, buddy. People aren't going to buy that reboot.
They're not going to, but I want them to. Please,
they showed like one small trailer for it with like an okay art style. Oof, I got some bad news.
When is that coming out? Is that soon?
I believe it was next year, spring.
And they didn't show it at all. And this for this direct?
Nope.
What the heck?
It was like it was like one or two things ago.
I believe
they showed it at E3.
Yeah, E3. The E3 one.
Well, good luck with that.
I was expecting to see that.
I was as well, and we didn't.
I was surprised that it didn't show up.
I don't think they're pushing it. I don't think they have that high of a budget.
Yeah, it cost them a lot of money to put it in their own Nintendo Direct.
But yeah, that's my other.
I'd play it. I'd buy it.
About Nintendo properties.
But
thank you, Ryan. Now we just need another million people to buy it, please. But anyway, that's my tangent.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. And then we moved on to finally what people were speculating for the longest time. They are putting the N64 games on Switch Online, but not only that. They're also putting Genesis games on Switch Online, which was a completely unexpected
tangent.
Guessed that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, absolutely. No, which is awesome. Hold
with
on.
A caveat.
I'm trying to see. Yeah, there's some caveats. One, we're going to have to pay more money. I straight up think they're going to make us pay like $50 a year just to have the N64 titles on it.
That would be
from 20 to 50, which would be an insane jump just to have those.
Because they didn't mention the price at all. They were like,
they didn't say
at least more.
No, they don't want to kill the hype. I guarantee
they don't.
But they have Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask, or Majora's Mask is coming. Yoshi's Story. What's that? I'm trying to find the list. Mario Kart 64.
Star Fox.
All these support online as well, which is kind of cool. That's the coolest thing because there's not really a good way to play N64 games online. Right now, I mean, Dolphin supports GameCube and Wii games online, which is awesome. That's awesome. But there's not really a good way to play N64 games online, as far as I know. There probably is a way. I'm not sure if it's as good as Dolphin's. But
I was going to say, someone probably has done that, but it may not be good.
Super Mario 64, Mario Kart 64, Star Fox 64, Yoshi's Story. That's a Japanese title. I don't know what that is.
Sin and Punishment. It's Sin and Punishment.
Sin and Punishment.
Sin and Punishment.
Ocarina of Time, Wind Back. Never heard. Actually, I've never played that one. Mario Tennis and Dr. Mario 64 for some reason, because that's what everybody wanted, Dr. Mario.
Because it was the last N64 game. That's why.
Was it really?
I believe it was, yeah.
That's weird, because it seems like it makes the least use of the N64 hardware. I'd rather have Mario Kart than Mario Tennis.
If Mario Kart 64 has good online, then I'll just playing Balloon Battle online will be worth it.
I want to play together Mario Kart 64 online. Oh, yeah. Because I'm probably going to get it no matter what, because I want to play. I probably want to play Majora's Mask, the original 64 version, in HD. Not on my N64. Yeah. Well, actually, I don't have my N64 cartridge anymore. Ooh. Yeah, so that's why I do want to play that. And then Star Fox 64, we could also play online. That'd be fun.
That looks pretty sweet.
Yeah, I've never played Star Fox 64. That was like one of the only few
N64
games I've never played. Yeah, never had a chance to play it.
It's a fun game.
So. Yeah, no, I mean, it seems fun. It seems like I would enjoy it more now than I would back then. It wasn't my cup of tea back then, but I think I would like it.
And you can see why people are sad that we never got another game like it.
Yeah.
Although I actually like Assault, but apparently the fan base doesn't like that game. Another tangent.
I mean, we're getting Ocarina of Time, but like Ocarina of Time 3DS is kind of the definitive edition right now, I feel.
Yeah, I'm curious to see if they'll change either Legend
of Zelda. I would hope they add Master Quest to it, but I don't think they will.
Probably not. Still a very good selection of games, though. I'm surprised at how good this, like,
I mean, you got Super Mario 64 on it, which is amazing because I mean, they did the scummy thing of, you know, doing the limited release on the Mario 3D All-Stars collection.
Yep.
So,
but now we get a third of it.
Now we get a third of it.
Same with the Genesis collection. All those games, they like Sonic, Golden Axe, they had Echo,
Castlevania Bloodlines, like, Contra, Hard Corps, Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, the Mean Machine. Yes.
Best Sonic game.
Yeah. Fan favorite. Finally.
Heck yeah, baby. Echo the Dolphin. I've never played Echo the Dolphin. I want to play Echo the Dolphin really bad.
It's such a weird game.
Yeah, it is a weird game.
I love it, though.
Golden Axe. Golden Axe is great. Actually, if Golden Axe supports multiplayer, we should play that. That's multiplayer, though, right?
Can we play Streets of Rage? Can someone play Streets of Rage with me, please?
I'll play Streets of Rage with you. Gunstar Heroes, which is good. Musha, never heard of that. Phantasy Star Gunstar 4.
Star was coming out, too.
I played Phantasy Star 1 on the Switch. They were releasing some of the old Genesis titles on the Switch online store. Wait, they do have Shining Force. Heck yeah, baby. I got to play through Shining Force again. I never beat it, but I love it. Shinobi 3, very good game. Sonic, it is only Sonic 2. That's kind of strange.
That's what I thought. I thought it was only Sonic 2, not Sonic 1.
Yeah, why don't they have Sonic 1? Weird.
I mean, Sonic 2 is generally considered the best, even though that's wrong.
Sonic 2 is better than Sonic 1 in every single way. Fact. Yeah. But I mean, it's kind of interesting they don't have Sonic 1 on there. But then they have Streets of Rage and then Strider. So that's a very good selection. I would like to see Chameleon Kid and Comic Zone on there. Those are some of my favorites.
Kid Chameleon.
Did they say they were going to add more Sega games?
I mean, they might.
Was that?
I don't know.
Because they were very specific to say we're going to add more 64, but I don't remember them saying that about the Sega Genesis.
They might not be planned.
Oh, you know what? I don't think they did.
Original Pokemon Snap, F-Zero, Kirby, Paper Mario. Banjo, yeah, the N64 titles that are coming are also just bangers. So, I mean, mostly a lot of N64 titles, there's not many of them, but a lot of them are really good.
No Donkey Kong, though.
Yeah,
I didn't get Donkey Kong 64, but that's like a weird rare thing.
Well, they've got Banjo, they're gonna, yeah.
We are getting Banjo. Why don't we get Donkey Kong?
I'm going to laugh they at the Banjo, and then they do Kiwi, obviously. And then they have Conker's Bad Fur Day.
They're not
going
to do 64. I don't know if they can do Conker. That's not very Nintendo friendly.
No, I'm just saying,
Then they got the controllers coming out, which I'm not going to get because they're $50 each.
Yeah, they're very expensive.
It's nostalgia bait. Yeah, I mean, the Genesis controller is straight up just not good at all.
No, it isn't.
I don't know why
you feel like they looked very nice in their boxes. So it'd be like you'd buy it and then it'd be like, this will look really nice on my shelf.
It's I mean, never coming out of this. The box. N64 controller is comfortable to hold and it works with games that map to that controller specifically, like Mario 64. I think it works perfectly fine for Mario 64 and it feels good to play with. There's not really a reason to do it though. I mean,
yeah, I don't know. I'd rather use the Joy-Cons anyways.
Yeah, I'd rather do that than pay $50.
Yep, I would agree.
But yeah, no, super cool selection of titles coming. I'm curious to see how much they're going to... Yeah, I'm hoping it's not too expensive. I'll probably buy it either way because there's a few N64 titles I want to play and I want to play online. That's kind of the big selling point, is that the online play.
Yeah.
Because N64 is heavily known for having that four-player co-op experience or four-player multiplayer.
Yeah.
And we don't have a good way of playing that online right now. So that's the big thing.
Yeah, hopefully, because if it's too expensive too, then, you know, a lot of people aren't going to buy it. It's going to be harder to play that multiplayer. So I'm hoping.
Is there matchmaking? I haven't played anything online.
Make it affordable
for it yet. Is there matchmaking or is it you have to connect with a friend?
I don't remember. They have online for SNES and NES as well. I don't think I've ever tried it though.
Okay.
I don't remember if it's
those matchmaking. Those are only two player and I think
it's only friend to friend.
I think you have to do friend to friend. Yeah, it's been so long since I've clicked any of that.
I don't think they would have matchmaking. That'd be weird.
I don't think they would.
It'd be a nice feature, but I don't think they would do it.
Yeah.
I'd have to double check that. It's been so long since I've even gone to any of those menus because
I haven't updated it. There isn't really much to do on it, like besides Donkey Kong Country. But yeah. Okay. But yeah, so we're excited for that. Then they have some more ports, it looks like. They have the Shadowrun Trilogy. I never played it, but it's something I'm interested in. It's like a RPG kind of thing.
Yeah, turn-based tactical RPG.
Yeah.
Shadowrun's pretty famous for just being a good series of games. I didn't play it.
I've been meaning to play it. Maybe I'll pick up.
You'll be our,
add our it to voice the list. On it.
Yeah.
And they have some castle.
Gary
the
putting that game at the bottom of his sky high game.
Yeah, I know. There's so many things.
You're never going to play that game. Are you kidding me?
Something a little higher, though, is the Castlevania Advanced series.
I think that actually came out today. And I'm still debating on buying it literally right now.
Yeah, that came out today. That's something I've been meaning to play as well because I played, unfortunately, though, as I'm holding everything to standard as Symphony of the Night, and I know nothing is like that in the series, really.
Not really.
Symphony of the Night is a Metroid game, effectively.
The games are good, though.
No, they do look very good, and they look fun.
What is it? Aria of Sorrow, and then
there's something in Dissonance.
Yeah, obviously, I was
Circle,
like,
Circle of the Moon.
Harmony of Dissonance. I'm like, it's something Dissonance. There's the only two I played that were on the Game Boy. So I believe there were four games in the collection or five games in this collection. So I only played like half of them.
Yeah,
that'll be.
And then sweet. It has some art and stuff, so it's cool.
Yeah, Konami testing the waters to see if anyone cares about Castlevania, and then they'll just make it a pachinko machine anyway. Cool, great.
didn't get Mystical Ninja. Sad. Well, although Konami having a collection, maybe we'll get Mystical Ninja on the N64 virtual console.
The dream is real.
I'm going to need you to find a magic lamp and make that one of your wishes to a genie, because it's literally the only way that's happening.
I know. I love Mystical Ninja so much.
You make fun of me for having like unrealistic expectations for certain things. Like Golden Sun is dead. Never talk about it again. But like you with Mystical Ninja, yeah, that's super duper dead.
It had a good amount of games. The last game was on the DS. So
was it all Japan only though?
Maybe it was Japan only. But then it was a pachinko machine, so it's dead.
It's dead. They turned it into a pachinko machine.
Woo.
Then let's see. What the heck does that say? Actraiser Renaissance. I've never heard of it.
Look, I'm a Squeenix fanboy. I know like all their stuff. I've never played Actraiser, and I know almost nothing about it. The only thing I know is the name because people are like, "Oh, hey, if you ever want to play like some of the old Squeenix games, like, or I guess that'd actually be Squaresoft, but any of the old Square games, play Actraiser. It's really good." And I know literally nothing else about it besides that. So I might pick this up just so I can keep my fanboy status.
Yeah. Can't be outed as a fake fan.
No, never. but I'll
This is like a full this is like a full remake. Yeah.
Oh yeah, like completely
it looked
remastered
nice.
And different.
Yeah, it looked so. Whoever's a fan of it, congratulations. That seems pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm sure those guys are very happy right now.
Now to get back to the mainstream, Deltarune Chapter 2
one came
out. One and two. I mean, it was already Deltarune Chapter 1 was already out on the Switch, but Chapter 2 also came out today, which was surprising. That actually came out a lot sooner than I thought it would. It's only been a few days
for the first one to come to the
Switch. Yeah, it took a long
time for Undertale to come to the Switch.
Yeah, so I'm glad they're keeping up with it. It sounds like maybe there was some remix soundtrack. I'm not sure if that was just for the trailer, but cool stuff. Ryan can't look at it yet because he's working through Chapter 1 now.
Yep, gotta play.
Don't want those spoilers.
Yeah, please play Deltarune. It's really good.
I plan to
play Undertale.
It's very good. Even if you don't like the community, which is completely understandable, like the games are very, very well done. There's a lot of narrative nuances that like other games just don't do.
Just plug your own article, Gary. Just do it.
I know. I wrote an article.
It's
about
like you
it.
Wrote something about this.
Yeah.
Check it out on MondayMorningMunkin.com. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, Cam.
And then they showed some more stuff I think we already know about. Shin Megami Tensei 5.
The montage of stuff. That's what I have in my notes.
Montage of stuff. Hot Wheels. Hot Wheels Unleashed. Oh, actually, hype. Hot Wheels is kind of hype because I love Hot Wheels as a kid.
Get it. Move over Mario Kart and Chocobo.
I'd buy the Hot Wheels thing over the Chocobo cart for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I would.
Surviving the Aftermath. That's something. Look, some Namco arcades. So we're really not going to go into
this. This is all very interesting.
Yeah,
there's a lot
and
of
an entire montage.
Stuff, really,
there was literally only one thing I noticed.
Rune Factory 5.
Finally, there's a Rune Factory 5.
Yeah, praise. Yeah,
kind of a cult classic. You guys have played Rune Factory 4, and you guys can vouch for it.
Yeah, I'm hyped. For 5, I played 4 way back, like way back. So I need to get the Switch version and play that because it's been a hot minute. But I'm pretty excited for 5 because I quite enjoy the mechanics of the 4. It's it's got some fun adventure. It's got some farming. It's got that slice of life. It's got all that good.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Rune Factory is kind of like Harvest Moon or like Stardew Valley-esque, but with a more like narrative and combat focus, because like you're an adventurer, so like you do other stuff.
Yes,
but it does have all the farming and like, you know, making connections with villagers and like you know kind of like dating sim-esque elements in that regard. So it's kind of similar to Harvest Moon or Stardew Valley.
Yeah, and this game has been out in Japan for a while, and we've been waiting for it.
I think it's been like over a year.
Localization.
I think they came
out. Yeah, we like didn't even realize that it had already been 2020? Out in Japan, because we were like, when is this finally coming out? And it's like, oh, it's been out in Japan forever.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
But yeah, I was glad to see that in the montage of stuff.
Yep, March, right?
March.
Yeah, it's March.
So that's cool. And then we come to the oddball, the weird...
the super
the weird announcement of the entire direct is the Mario live action movie.
God.
And they announced the cast, and this cast this is... straight up sounds like a shit post, like
Nintendo's just trolling with us.
If you
believe it,
if you leaked this yesterday, people would think you're trolling. Like there's no point to leaking this because it sounds so unbelievable. They have Chris Pratt as Mario.
They showed Chris Pratt's face, and I'm like, wow, is Mario weird? I bet that's like the only crazy thing they have. And then they just kept coming,
didn't stop.
Anya Taylor-Joy is Princess Peach, she's been in a few things like Glass. I'm not too familiar with her too much, but she's been in a few big name movies. Charlie Day is Luigi. Good. That's probably
the one we're all excited about.
Ever done. I think he's going to fit the role really well if he gets that high-pitched kind of like... Because he does the stutter really well. Charlie Day's stutter is insanely good.
I literally, that is single-handedly selling my ticket. That's just,
I know.
That's what's going to get me into the movie theater for this.
It's Charlie Day.
Charlie Day is Luigi. We live in a perfect world, fellas.
Yeah. And then they had Jack Black as Bowser, also a wild pick.
The other.
So Bowser's obviously going to be like a comedy role, clearly.
Yeah,
I mean, probably. He usually is. At least in recent years. And by recent years, I mean like for like 2 decades now since Sunshine.
Yeah, definitely. Key from Keegan is Toad.
Why doesn't do the Toad voice the entire movie?
Like, you have to do the Toad voice. I don't understand. Like, what?
I don't understand anything about how the voices are going to work in
Seth
this.
Like, Rogen is Donkey Kong. What's he going to do? He's
just gonna make is he going to make monkey noises, or is he going to sound like Seth Rogen?
The funniest thing is Charles Martinet is making an appearance somehow, some way, but not as Mario, probably.
Well, yeah, Miyamoto said Mario. Like he'll have several Easter egg voices, so, and he said voices like plural. So I guess you'll just hear Charles Martinet like in the background.
Maybe he'll do like Wahoos.
Yeah, a couple Wahoos thrown in for good measure.
Kevin Richardson is Kamek. Fred Armisen is Cranky Kong. Sebastian Maniscalco as Spike. So, like, I mean, I'm kind of surprised Cranky Kong's in there. I've been kind of confused about that. Like, what is this plot going to be that involves?
Well, Cranky Kong was supposed to be the original Donkey Kong, right?
Yeah, I mean, he is. But
that's probably why.
But, like, they don't incorporate him in anything that's not Donkey Kong, so it's kind of weird.
It's just a throwback to the lore for the fan.
For that deep lore enthusiast.
That's weird. Okay, we're gonna have to see how that turns out.
I'm just trying to imagine what Mario with Chris Pratt voice sounds like. Like, what does that look like?
I want to see what they do with the voices. That's the biggest thing.
I think because to me, when I envision this movie being animated, by the way, by the studio that does the Minion movies.
Illumination,
everyone's favorite studio. I in my head, I envision this movie looking like a video game cutscene from Mario, right? With like Mario and Luigi and Peach looking
like that,
like they have in every video game since, you know, Sunshine. But like now, I'm like, Chris Pratt's voice coming out of what Mario normally looks like doesn't make any sense. So I'm like, are they going to do like weird Sonic redesigns, or is it going to be like Pokemon where it's like, just like, it's kind of like what you'd expect, but different in a way. Like, I don't know. It's so weird to think about Chris Pratt's voice coming out of Mario.
Yeah. We'll have to see.
What that's going to be like, but it's okay. Cause we got Luigi.
Yeah, we do have Luigi.
Luigi's going to carry this movie.
Speaking of Mario, I want to correct what I said earlier when I was like, hey, Dr. Mario 64 was the last Nintendo title, or Nintendo 64 title. It was the last first-party Nintendo title. There were third-party games after that, but it was the last Nintendo first-party title on the Nintendo 64, which is just hilarious.
You are a real gamer. Thank you.
I am a real gamer. I know dumb stuff like this.
All right. We got two more announcements to get through. Well, they showed more Splatoon 3. Looks very Splatoon 3, more single-player campaign stuff. Pretty cool. I mean, I'm excited. Not much to say about that, really. I mean, it's Splatoon.
I want Salmon Run, and they didn't show Salmon Run.
And they
hopefully,
didn't.
Hopefully, they bring that back.
They need to bring that back.
Please,
yeah. That's
that was my favorite mode.
Yeah, but more importantly, we have the fake out Platinum game fake out. We thought we were getting Astral Chain 2 because of the weird mascot.
We went from, is this Bayonetta to, is this Astral Chain to, oh, it's Bayonetta.
Oh, it's Bayonetta. And Bayonetta's new design is pretty cool, guys.
Oh, I like it a lot. Up.
Oh, man.
The internet is licking its chops already.
I was excited for what they were going to do with their design, because the design from 1 to 2 is very dramatic, or very drastic. And this one's even more drastic, so I like what they did. It's all curly hair.
I'm here for it.
Like a poofy dress kind of thing. It works, I think.
Yeah, the gameplay they showed off was insane, with like going through the city and like climbing over the summons,
and then
with like the summons and stuff. Yeah, utterly insane. Perfect Platinum, perfect Bayonetta style.
Yeah, I got to play through 1 and 2 now, because I played through most of 1.
I never played 2. I know, I'm a fake fan.
I own 2 though. I own the double pack on Switch, so I'm going to do that as soon as I can after I finish God of War.
I'll steal it from you.
I have it on Wii U. Get on my level.
Wii U. It sounds like a fake console.
Fake gamer.
Made that up.
Sounds almost as fake as Chris Pratt as Mario.
You know what? Jeez. You got me there.
But yeah. So all in all, This was a.
It was 2022, right? For Bayonetta, this would have said. But we need to get like an actual time window. I think it was just 2022.
Yeah, they didn't say anything. Okay. So probably later 2022. Probably, if not 2023. But yeah, I mean, all in all, fantastic direct, really. I mean, there was a lot of interesting stuff in there. No Donkey Kong game. You know, that's kind of just my thing, but. You know,
Gary has slight bias.
The N64 announcement, I think, is really cool. I think there's a lot of good titles on there and a lot of good chances for us, you know, playing 64 games together. So, I mean, that's all I really wanted from that. And then, you know, Bayonetta 3 and, you know, it was a good direct.
Yeah, I've been waiting for that to see what Bayonetta 3 was. And we finally got that. And I am excited for 3D Kirby. So I can't complain. And, you know, like it also, it, part of me, I felt like it was underwhelming, but we also have a Smash reveal and a whole Animal Crossing direct coming too. So it's like, there's even more.
Yeah, I mean, it's all part of the same experience. I think they didn't want to like make this too long. It was already like 30, 40 minutes.
I was going to say it was 40 minutes, like almost exactly.
So
cool. Yeah, that seems to be the time they like to, these directs normally when they're not a mini. They like to get it around 40 minutes or so. So, yeah, I mean, there was a lot of cool stuff. I'm probably most excited about Kirby, but yeah,
I enjoyed it.
I was really hoping for some Xenoblade tea, but we didn't get any of that.
So. You'll one day, friend, for you.
Someday. One day.
Yeah. Let me know what you guys think. I mean, leave a comment in the podcast comment section, wherever you're listening from. What did you think of the direct? I think it was pretty darn good myself. So
weird and wacky, but pretty good.
Weird and wacky, which I think I would rather prefer my directs be weird and wacky than.
Oh, definitely.
I need weird movie announcements every direct now.
Weird movie. definitely crazy.
If we're gonna lose the Smash reveals, I need weird movie announcements. From now on, just out of the blue,
we're starting what a trend.
Is happening next? We're gonna get a
Donkey Kong movie alone
with Seth Rogen and someone else is Diddy Kong. I don't have a name off the top of my head. Who's your pitch? Who's your casting for Diddy Kong?
Yeah, leave your casting comments below.
Diddy and Dixie Kong and Funky Kong, of course. Funky Kong better be in this movie.
I don't think he is. He's not. Damn it. We'll see. All right. We'll catch you guys next time.
Adios.
Goodbye forever.